Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution.
Hey, what's up guys? It's your favorite Ted Duo, and today's Rewind
is not dead.
Because today we're talking about American Horror Stories.
Stories. You heard that right. American Horror Stories.
American Horror Stories is a spinoff of Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk's anthology series, American Horror Story. Each week, this series features a different horror story in each episode.
I'm very excited to talk about this show, because let me tell you, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I just finished it, so today should be very exciting, and it may get heated because some of us are very passionate about this.
I feel as though you're talking about me.
Possibly.
Before we get started, we just wanted to tell you guys that we have a website now. Go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast, where we give weekly updates about each episode. I also want to say before we get started, we had a very long weekend with a lot of yelling. We just had homecoming this weekend. So if we sound like we're losing our voices,
it's because we are.
It's because we are. But anyways, with that being said, we will be right back.
Welcome back. Let's get into this spooky episode.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start. Episode 1 is titled Rubber Woman Part 1. This episode is about a teenager and her dads who move into a forsaken home with a grim past. As the family makes renovations, a darkness takes root within them.
Let's just establish what the forsaken home is before we get started here. Does anybody, like, have an idea of what the forsaken home might be? Ashton, what do you think it might be?
The murder house?
It is! Congratulations!
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, they bring the murder house back in American Horror Stories, which is...
a few times.
Yep, a few times, but it's... ew, don't do that.
Sorry,
it's gross.
I'm so sorry. It was like...
yeah, no. So that was really cool, but I will say, not the best start to the show.
No, it was... I didn't have high hopes after watching this episode.
Nope, I did not. When I watched this, I was like, okay, this could get better.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's setting the bar low.
So it was good and bad. It set the bar low, which means it wasn't a good episode, but you could go even higher.
You could get better. And so I was very excited to watch the rest of it, and obviously it's Ryan Murphy, so...
yeah.
I watch, like, everything he does.
It's Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk making a spinoff of Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk.
Huh. So interesting.
It's crazy.
And they're so creative with their names, like American Horror Stories. Who knew?
Right.
Like, if that came up in a conversation, I'd be like, I wonder who produced that.
I wonder who pitched the idea of American Horror Stories.
You know they were just throwing around names at the table.
Right?
They're like, what should we call this show?
I don't know.
Was like, well, we got American Horror Story. You can just call it American Horror Stories.
That's a great
and
idea.
And Ryan Murphy was like, yes. And he was like, I wasn't being serious, but all right. Did you think this episode was scary?
No. Not at all. I didn't think any of them were scary.
I thought the 5th episode was scary. Bro, you jumped. I saw you jump.
I jumped once.
I heard you go, oh my god.
I jumped once.
Several times.
I jumped once when a homie appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, so that was the scariest one.
It was the scariest one, but it wasn't that scary.
Well, I don't consider American Horror Story super scary either.
No.
It's more psychological, guys. I feel like psychological thrillers.
Well, number 5 was really messing with my head. Wait, what was going on?
Especially at the end, I was like, now what is going on? The voice cracks are going to be insane today. It's going to be great. So, yeah, first episode, not a solid start.
Not at all.
And also Sierra McCormick playing Scarlett, who is the teenager that's moving in with her dads. If anybody knows who Sierra McCormick is, you know what she's from. But if you don't know, let me tell you what she's from and you will know. Does anybody remember Olive from Ant Farm on Disney Channel? That's Sierra McCormick. And so, like,
she was on Ant Farm.
She was on Ant Farm, and I loved her character. She also played, Creepy Connie on Jesse that had a crush on Karen Boyce's character.
Oh, Creepy Connie.
Yes, Creepy. That was her name, right? Creepy Connie?
I think so.
And then when I heard she was going to be on the show, I was like, wait, the Disney Channel chick? And let me tell you guys, she has grown up. She looks the same, though. Yeah, Creepy Connie. Oh, my gosh, I'm so good.
She does not look the same at all.
Yes, she does. She's just matured. Look at her. Yes, she does. It's the same girl. You can tell. Hold on. I'll pull her up on the thing.
Oh, no, she looks the same. No,
yeah, she looks the same. Obviously, much older. Well, not much older. How old was she when she did Ant Farm, I wonder?
How old is she now?
I'm not really sure. But I was just surprised. I also kind of enjoyed having some American Horror Story alum coming back.
Yeah.
She's 23. That was cool. Like, Matt Bomer was in it, and Matt Bomer was in this episode.
And Matt Bomer again.
And some Matt Bomer. When did Ant Farm start? So she's 23 now. She was probably 21, 22 when she started. Oh. Not an actual Ant Farm. 2011.
So she would have been 13.
13. Dang. She does not look like... I guess so. I don't know. Anyways, this is totally off topic.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see some American Horror Story alum. It was really cool to be introduced to new actors who are not going to be in American Horror Story. Like, Kaia Gerber is going to be in it.
Who?
She plays Ruby. Scarlett's lover.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be in the second half of American Horror Story Double Feature, which you guys should be watching. Get on it. You better get on it, because we're going to be talking about it eventually. You
best be getting on it.
Okay, that was episode one. That was kind of lame. Anyways.
That sucked.
It was the intro episode, guys. It's not. It's establishing a whole thing, because episode two gets really creative with their title name.
It is quite creative.
This episode is titled Rubber Woman Part 2, so it's just a continuation of the first episode.
The guy who named that episode was the guy who named the show, too.
Yeah, he was like, let's just do Rubber Woman Part 2, and Ryan Murphy was like, I like it. I like it a lot. Anyways, this episode is about Scarlett, who enters a twisted new romance, while Michael and Troy, who are her dads, are forced to confront their rocky relationship. So, yep, the new twisted romance is Scarlett and a ghost in the murder house named Ruby.
Ruby.
And I don't want to spoil too much, but Michael and Troy, you know, they thought they were going to be together forever, and now it's just going to be a really long time until they're not together.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm, if you're catching my drift. Yeah. If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
They're dead. I didn't like this episode either.
Again, kind of lame. I honestly think it was worse than the first, I feel so bad. We're like nasally and like losing our voices, but, I honestly think this episode was worse than the first one. So
yeah.
I don't.
What's going on?
I don't know. Hold on. We'll answer that in a second. Yeah.
The Rubber Woman, it wasn't good. I don't like the concept of not the Rubber Woman, but like the Rubber Woman. You already had a rubber man when, like, they're essentially the same thing.
Yeah, that's the point.
It was stupid. I didn't like the rubber man. The rubber man was stupid.
I hated the rubber man.
What was the point of the rubber man?
The rubber man scares me.
Just Evan Peters. Not that scary.
But is it just Evan Peters?
I think it's all of them. I think they just take turns.
Because, yeah, I don't like the rubber. Ow!
They have a set schedule of who gets to wear the suit.
Yeah, it's, like, on the wall. I do not like the Rubber Man, guys. I had a dream one time that, like, the Rubber Man was, like, under the staircase and, like, reached his hand out. I don't know where I even was.
What staircase? It wouldn't be either.
I know. I don't know where I was, but, like, reached his hand out and, like, grabbed me. Horrifying.
No, I'd be more scared of him being on, like, the wall, blending in.
Horrifying. He scares me. And his latex body. And it's like, squeak, 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 squeak.
You.
yeah, again, kind of just brings back Matt Bomer.
Hey, Matt Bomer.
Matt and some more Matt Bomer.
The Rubber Woman episodes were not impressive, to say the least.
No, I don't think there's anybody else that was in. No. If anybody knows who Paris Jackson is.
Nope.
She's related to Michael Jackson. She's in the show. Again, I'm going to be honest here and just, no, I'm going to save it till the end. I'm going to save it till the end. Save my total thoughts until the end.
What are you going to say?
Something that probably wouldn't be very nice. Anyways, yeah, Rubber Woman, I thought it was cool that.
I think if you were going to bring a season back, it shouldn't have been Murder House.
No, because I feel like out of all the seasons, that's one that they've just used so much and referenced so much.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because it's, like, the iconic American Horror Story season.
And it's easy to reference.
Yeah, because there's all those ghosts and everything, but, like.
Yeah. I think they could have picked something else. The Hotel.
Yeah, why not the Hotel Cortez? That would be sweet. Or, like, the Coven? Bring the witches back. But, again, the witches have been used a lot.
Yeah. I don't know what else they would bring back.
Go back to Roanoke. No, that burned down.
Yeah, that burned down.
I don't remember.
Why would they want to go back to Roanoke?
Outpost 3.
I'd much rather go back to Murder House than Roanoke.
Would you? Oh, the Chens.
The Chens are
in. But, like, the Rubber Man, is that.
I think I'd rather deal with the Rubber Man. Whatever. Than Chens walking along, looking like this.
You're so weird.
And the Pig Man throwing stuff. It's just. And Kathy Bates is just.
Kathy Bates steals the show. This is getting totally off topic, and maybe this tells you something about the show.
It's not impressive.
It's not incredible, alright?
I don't have high hopes for
this season. The bar has been set so low at this point. I'm ready for season 2 and hoping it's gonna be better.
It's not gonna be.
I hope it will be. Yeah.
That was episode 2.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good.
I just feel like it keeps getting worse until episode 5.
Yeah, it just kinda went downhill.
It just keeps going down. Alright. Go ahead.
Episode 3. Oh, watch out guys, this is a long summary.
This is a very long summary. Hold on to your hats.
Episode 3 is titled Drive-In. This episode is about a screening of a forbidden film that has disastrous consequences.
Yes, it does. Okay, I like the concept of this episode.
I didn't think it was a half-bad episode, actually.
I didn't like. This is what I don't like about Ryan Murphy. I just feel like he makes everything sexual. Like, what about that episode had to be sexual?
Right.
Like, why?
It's Ryan Murphy. He's got
to. I know, do but it like, somehow. Why? I feel like that to me, it ruined it.
It didn't need it.
But overall, I think this is the third best episode.
Yeah. What are you gonna put over it? The naughty list.
Now. The half the reason it's so good is it has Naomi Grossman, who is American Horror Story alum. She played Pepper. She played. Oh, I can't even think of the name in the. She played Pepper's the big one, but then she came back for Apocalypse, and she plays one of the Michael Langdon worshippers, the Satan worshippers.
Oh, nice.
I can't think of her name in the show. But, there's that one, but then also John Carroll Lynch, who is John also Carroll American Lynch. Horror Story alum. You may know him as Twisty. Mr. Jingles, John Wayne Gacy.
All the whole abode.
Yeah, so I think they really, for me, saved this episode.
It was a good concept. It just had more than it needed.
A lot of blood.
And guts.
Which I enjoy.
Yeah.
Not in a creepy way.
And I feel like, you know, movies that can make you go crazy are a very popular concept in Hollywood.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things like your forbidden movies and. Banned movies and all of that, that have these. I remember when The Conjuring 3 came out. I don't know if you were on this side of TikTok and Instagram, but there were, like, things happening at the movie theaters where they were showing The Conjuring 3, like, people were passing out and all of that, and I was like, guys, this is not one of those cursed films, but I think that concept is super interesting, like, How does a film become cursed?
Yeah. I don't know. How does one do that?
But, like, I feel like this episode tackles that pretty well. No, I'm just going to save all of my overall show thoughts until the end. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk specifically about the episode. The ending felt rushed with this episode.
Yeah, it happened really quick.
Yeah. But overall, better episode than the first two.
Yeah.
I would say this is my third favorite episode.
Bar got a little bit higher.
Yeah. I was like, all right, recovering. We have Naomi Grossman playing a crazy lady.
I could work. It's something I could watch twice.
Yeah, I would watch the episode again.
Yeah. But, like, the Rubber Woman, I would not.
No, I wouldn't either. You and I watched Drive-In together, didn't we?
No.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Yes.
I watched it with Dad.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Bro, you literally sat with me on the couch before we went up north and watched it.
Did I?
Yes. Maybe I did. Stop. Sorry.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, you watched this one with me and you watched The Naughty List with me. The other ones you watched by yourself or with Dad.
Oh, I watched 6 and 7 with you.
Did we watch 6? Oh, yeah, but like we watched
that all together. You guys had already watched it.
Yeah, we'd watched that all together. Yeah, that's episode 3. Drive-In, better than Rubber Woman Part 1 and 2.
Yeah, bar got higher.
The storyline and the, like, it was so much better.
It just, it had stuff it didn't need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then bar got higher and now the bar is gonna crash again.
Oh, this is the worst episode, if you ask me.
Oh, it's the worst
episode. There's only one thing that saves this episode and we'll get into that in a second. This is episode 4, and let me tell you, episode 4, alright, let's just get into it. This episode is titled The Naughty List, and it is about a group of influencers that face a reckoning after posting a problematic video online. Let me start with the positive here. Mm-hmm. What I do like about this episode is I feel like Ryan Murphy took something that's super real.
Yeah.
And put it in his show, which he's good at doing.
Influencers being awful.
Awful people.
Yeah.
And doing awful things.
It reminds me of when I used to watch Team 10.
This is a straight callback to, was it Logan Paul?
Oh, Logan Paul who filmed the dead body?
This, guys, he was like copy, paste, but make it a group instead of one person.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I love about watching Ryan Murphy's shows, is it kind of brings some sort of awareness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're stupid if you follow these people
that
do this stuff. The other good thing about this episode is, well, there's two. They kind of go together. Killer Santa Claus. How cool of a concept. I love Killer Santa Claus.
That would be sick.
Like, why can't we make a whole American Horror Story season about Killer Santa Claus?
What would we call it?
American Horror Story.
Claus.
That's what I was thinking.
What would it be about?
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, that would be American Horror Story.
What would it be about? Like, what do you think it would concept?
It would be about... Well, I think you could totally take the concept, like, the point of Killer Santa Claus in this episode.
And just kind of...
Like, give it an origin story. Why he does what he does. And all of that. I think that'd be kind of cool. And we'll just bring in Danny Trejo, who plays Killer Santa Claus in this episode. He can play Killer Santa Claus.
He would play Killer Santa Claus.
He did, and he did a great job doing it. He saves this episode from it just being, like, a negative 2 out of 10.
He took it from a negative 2 to a negative 1.
No, he's just so good. He's so grungy and creepy.
He's really creepy.
I don't know. Dirty, and it's like, this man plays Killer Santa Claus to a T.
You know, if I saw him on the streets without knowing who he was, I would think Killer Santa Claus. I would think that man dresses up as Santa Claus and kills kids.
Fair enough. But he doesn't kill kids.
No, he doesn't. He kills influencers.
He kills people that are disrespectful. Well, the whole point is he kills other... Okay. Let me give you a better summary than what IMDb gives. So this Santa Claus is not an actual, like, hired, like, he goes to malls and does the pictures with the kids, but he's not a hired one. Like, that's not the one that was supposed to be there. He kills those guys because they're creeps. So actually, because Santa nice Claus guy. Is a good guy.
He's the good guy of the story, and we just don't know him.
Exactly. He's the good guy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just... Mom is texting me, so I'm just...
That was episode 4. Not.
It's awful.
Not the greatest episode of it.
It's the worst episode, in my opinion.
It's the worst episode.
It's stupid. Sorry, it reminds me why I don't follow those types of influencers. I actually don't follow that many influencers anyways.
It reminds me of why I stopped watching YouTube.
Yeah, why
mostly I got... stopped watching YouTube.
Well, I didn't watch influencers. I watch Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, like, but she seems
she's
nice.
Super unproblematic.
She seems nice.
All she does is want to drink her own coffee company's coffee and sell some merch.
Yeah.
And vlog.
Okay, should I do episode 5?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, another really long summary for you guys here.
Yeah, these summaries are super long.
So episode 5 is Ball. Ball?
Ball.
Ball.
Yeah.
This episode is about a wife who does the unthinkable for a chance at a successful pregnancy.
Good job.
I got there.
American Horror Story alum alert. Billy Lord.
Billy Lord.
Billy Lord.
She's back.
She is back and better than ever and pregnant this time. This is my favorite episode, and I think most people will agree. This is the superior episode of the season.
Mm-hmm. It took the show from a severe failure.
It was super American Horror Story of Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, the weird concept of
bringing creepy demon,
weird demons, and
that like
no one believes.
You seem crazy. No one believes the wife. Epic twist. Well, there's two twists actually.
So many twists.
Again, so Ryan Murphy of him, but Billy Lord. I just can't. When I found out she was going to be in the episode, I was like, Billy Lord.
Kind of reminded me of Roanoke.
Yeah.
The weird ancient concept.
Yeah.
It was... I still wouldn't... I don't know.
What?
It still didn't make it a good show, so far.
No, one episode does not make it a good show. But, like, I didn't think it was a bad show. It was just underwhelming.
It was really hyped up.
Yeah, I was so excited. And each week I kept watching it and I was like, Ryan Murphy, and it's not like it was super off. It was just off.
Just, there's so many things he could have done differently, but not many things at the same time.
Like, if he would have just maybe added that in, or something in, or maybe taken something out, it would have been perfect.
Like, Drive-In didn't need the sexual stuff.
No.
It wasn't needed.
Make it a scary thing. Make it a family thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, why do you need that? But Ball is like, it brings in the whole demon concept, and it also reminded me of Apocalypse, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little more jump scary than the other ones.
Yeah.
That American Horror Story anticipation.
Yeah.
The build. It was good. I remember watching that.
It was a lot better than the other
one. And I was like, Ryan Murphy, Billy Lord, you're saving the show. You're saving the show right now.
Finally a decent episode.
Finally a good one. Because I've been waiting for this one.
Been waiting 5 weeks.
5 weeks for this one. Actually, it's 4 because 1 and 2 are together.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, you want to... Am I doing episode 6?
You are doing episode 6.
Alright, episode six. Oh my gosh. It's been a long weekend, guys. Episode 6 is titled Feral, and Feral is about a family that goes on a camping trip unaware of what is lurking in the woods. Very spooky.
Spooky.
This is the second best episode.
Yeah.
First of all, we have a American Horror Story alum alert. Cody Fern is in this episode. We love Cody.
With short hair.
And an Australian accent, because he is Australian. But like... I don't feel like I talk about Australians enough on the podcast. Can we just have a podcast episode about the Australians and my love for the Australians?
About the Australians.
I love the Australians. Do we have any Australian listeners?
No, we don't.
Guys, if you know anybody that's Australian, get them to listen because I am their biggest fan. Anyways, Cody Fern.
I like the concept of the episode. It was also very American Horror Story. Weird, creepy crawlers.
Cannibals. Something is always lurking in the woods.
Something that they went from normal human beings to something weird because of...
inbreeding.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody has a fear of the woods, especially at night.
I hate the woods.
And, like, this just solidifies why people are scared.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's lurking out there.
There's always something lurking in the woods.
There is. Even if it's just, a deer or something, there's always... something out there.
And then they walk on the tiniest twig and it snaps.
And you don't know what it is out there and it's scary. But I think this one, I think it was good bringing in the family and showing that how a child, because a child, their child goes missing.
Yeah.
And how that can absolutely destroy a family.
Yeah.
And I mean, thought
look what happened to the dad.
Yeah.
He was distraught.
I mean, look what happened to both of them in the end. Yeah, there's a good twist at the end. That one is really good.
Yeah.
When you're like, who? What? Oh my god. What is happening? There's one thing I didn't like about this episode. And that's why I put it second. Because I pretty much liked everything about episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I didn't like about this episode is it was a really good story and a really good build. And then it ended.
Yeah.
And you were like... that's it?
I feel like he could have added something at the end.
It was just... it was really, really good, and the build-up was insane.
And then it just kind of...
and then it was like, the twist happens.
And then it...
it ends.
Stops.
And you're like... that's it?
Really?
Like, you come back from commercials, and it's like... the outro music, and you're like...
really? I watched these commercials to think something was going to happen.
Yeah, we always do that, but something about outro music is just...
yeah.
I don't know. But it's like, you get there and you're like, okay, good, but like...
dude.
I feel like I'm missing something. Again, he just needed a little something.
Just a little sprinkle.
Sprinkled in there. What the heck? To finish out that episode. But that's the only thing I didn't like about the episode.
Yeah.
Honestly, we killed Cody Fernoff too early. Oops. Spoiler. We'll put a spoiler warning at the beginning of the episode.
I mean, I can't believe they killed him off 5 minutes before the episode ended.
Too soon.
That's stupid. It could have been 2 minutes.
2 minutes. He could have been gadded during the plot twist scene.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just...
or we could have just let him live.
Yeah. Live to tell the tale.
Yeah, why did he have to die?
Honestly, what's up with killing American Horror Story alum?
I don't know. Ryan Murphy just likes killing things.
He really does. I'm disturbed. But then he has, like, Glee and, like, The Prom.
He likes killing things?
Which are, like, super woo!
He's either very happy. When he's in a happy mood, he'll write a musical. When he's in a sad mood, then he'll write death.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay.
Feeling like death today.
Alright, this is...
oh, man. A thrilling episode of episode 7.
This is the season finale.
I didn't like it.
Okay, go ahead.
The final episode of the first season is episode 7, titled Game Over.
Game Over.
Game Over is about a couple who dares to spend the night in one of the most infamous haunted houses. Can you guess what it is?
Have we talked about it on the show before?
A few times, I think.
I'm going to go with the murder house.
You would be correct.
Yes! So we bring the murder house back one more time for this.
Because we just love the murder house so much.
We just love the murder house. Although, really good ending, I will say. It did have a good ending.
But other than that, I wasn't a fan of the episode.
Let's see. How do I feel about this episode? Bland.
Yeah.
Bland.
Had Miley Cyrus's sister.
Noah Cyrus was in it.
For 2 seconds.
The beginning was really good.
Yeah. And then...
bland.
And then it sucked, and then the ending was really good.
Oh.
Oh.
American Horror Story alum alert. First of all, we have... oh, God, what's her name? She plays Nan. What is her name?
Oh, my God. We have the oldest... alum in the book. Come back.
Hold on. Well, I'll let you... hold on. What is her... Jamie Brewer. Okay. I didn't even have to look at it. I knew it came to me. Jamie Brewer comes back. She plays Nan. She plays, well, she comes back as Addie.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, and then we have Ashton's absolute favorite. Go ahead, Ash.
Dylan McDermott come back.
As?
Ben Harmon.
Oh, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Thank you. All right. That was good. But them coming back was amazing. Yeah. And you know I don't like Ben.
He hasn't been there in a solid 10 years.
But honestly, that was really good for the show.
Yeah, it needed some nostalgia.
It needed a boost. We also see Sierra McCormick come back. We see Kaia Gerber come back. We see all the people you saw in the first two episodes.
Come back. Except for that.
Yeah, they all come back.
Yeah.
So, I'm just putting on chapstick.
It was a blah episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't good, wasn't bad.
It wasn't a strong season finale.
No.
But.
He should have ended it with Ball.
No. Like, I see why he ended it that way. But I just.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not remember what happens? No. Well, yeah, but like, what's the big event? Okay, I'm just gonna type it, because this is... I don't want to spoil this.
I just want to get her typing in. Oh, yeah.
How do you forget? Like, that's the point of the episode. Yeah, basically, this couple goes and stays in the murder house because they have this interactive fan experience now where it's escape the murder house.
Yeah.
You can only imagine what happens to them. And then this mom... They did not escape the murder house. This mom is, like, her son is a huge fan of American Horror Story. Me. And so she's developing this video game to really connect with him, and it doesn't work, and it's this whole thing. It was just, again, super rushed.
Yeah, it was very quick. It seemed like a very quick episode.
With, like, no substance to it whatsoever.
No. Like, Ben just appeared.
Yeah, he was just, like, there.
He just showed up.
He was just, well, I mean, he does live in that. Well, he's has to live in the house. But I wish you would have brought more ghosts back. Obviously, sometimes you can't due to scheduling conflicts or people not wanting to come back, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite thing.
You know what made it better? If Jessica Lange made an appearance.
Oh my gosh, I would have cried. If Jessica Lange came back as Constance...
She should have made an appearance. That episode would have been so much
better. That would have been my favorite episode. Just because she was in it.
Just because she showed up.
Just because Jessica Lange was in it. Yes, of course. Okay. That's the season for you. There is going to be a second season. They've been renewed for a second season. And... So,
I'm not looking forward to it, I'm gonna be honest.
I am.
I'm still gonna watch it, but like...
Alright, I'm gonna switch things up, and we're gonna do that thing first, and then we'll end the segment. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll do the other thing first.
Alright.
Alright, we're gonna talk about our favorite and least favorite characters. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You wanna start with least favorite?
Least favorite character?
Least favorite character.
Probably Scarlet.
Okay, disrespectful.
What? She just...
So you didn't like Scarlet. Anyone else?
No, I didn't like... I just didn't like the Rubber Woman. And she basically was the Rubber Woman.
Okay.
I just didn't like her. She was annoying.
Okay. Anybody else?
She was disrespectful to her parents. You don't disrespect your parents.
But you're gonna say it was okay for Tate? Who was the Rubber Man?
I never said I liked Tate.
But you just said you didn't like the Rubber Woman.
And I didn't like the Rubber Man. I said earlier I didn't like the Rubber Man.
We're going to go back and listen to it.
I just said earlier I did not like
anybody
the Rubber
else?
Man. No.
That's the only character you did not like.
And all four of the people on the influencers on the naughty list.
Alright. For me, my least favorite characters would also be all four influencers. Because they're lame. And I think they're rude. And obnoxious.
Our influencers.
And remind me why I don't follow those types of influencers. I follow old celebrities. Basically celebrities over 30, mostly. Which I guess influencers are now too, which is strange.
They're so old. They're old now.
I know, it's weird. Let's see, who else did I not like? I mean, obviously I don't like Ben, but like I think I've established that at this point that
I still like Ben.
He
was pretty sick and nasty in the last episode.
Like
though.
I said, I don't like, but you see, I didn't say he was the least favorite character for the show. This show.
Yeah, he was pretty sick nasty
I
in
just
the last
have,
episode.
I mean, I just have a hatred for Ben, but him in the last episode, I was like, okay, get into it, I guess, because
he was cool.
He was very cool. I will agree.
And I didn't like, I can't think of his name anymore, Billy Lord's husband in the show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like him either. Piece of trash. I'm going to be honest here. I didn't enjoy Ruby that much.
Yeah, was she? Yeah, it wasn't a
fan. I liked Scarlet better. Obviously, Ashton.
I just don't.
Would disagree, but, like, I liked Scarlet better than I liked Ruby. I just found Ruby really annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was just there all the time. Like, go away.
You're not even, like, the point of this.
Yeah, seriously. Get out of here. Scarlet is the point of this.
Right.
Okay, favorite characters.
Favorite characters? Probably Cody Fern's character. Stan Vogel. He was pretty cool.
Stan Vogel. Okay.
And obviously Billy Lord's character because, I mean, that was the best episode of the show and she was basically that episode.
Yeah, and you don't know,
huh?
No Ben Harmon?
He just wasn't in it enough.
Okay, interesting.
It was like Twisty and them. They would be obviously my favorite, but they just weren't in it enough.
Well, yeah, Twisty also showed up in the show. So did Bloody Face. It was very strange.
Yeah, but they were there for like
I know,
maybe
but they
a second.
Show up, and it wasn't. It obviously wasn't John Carroll Lynch or Zachary Quintos.
No. Okay. I was very confused.
Is that all your characters are?
Yeah.
You're lame. All right. I would say one of my favorite characters.
Oh, and Killer Santa Claus.
Was Danny Trejo as Santa Claus. Not much to say about that except the fact that he was this absolute savage and was like, kill all creepy Santa Clauses that creep on children, kill influencers that show dead bodies.
Right.
Justice for all those people. Billy Lord's character, Liv, obviously. I mean, just Billy Lord in general. Like,
she's pretty cool.
It's like when you ask me who my favorite character is in American Horror Story, I guarantee you it's a Sarah Paulson character.
Probably. Who's your favorite character in American Horror Story?
Cordelia.
That would be a Sarah Paulson character.
And then Sally.
Yes.
And then Lana Winters.
Nice.
So all three Sarah Paulson characters. Woo! I would say that. I would say Cody Fern, Stan Vogel. He was pretty cool. Hey, that person is in American Horror Story, I think.
Who is he?
I don't know who they are, but, yeah, they're one of the...
Oh, they're one of the contortionists. Those guys are freaky.
Yeah, they are. In season 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think it would be cool to be able to do that.
And then I think one of just, like, the characters that comes to mind that I didn't hate seeing on screen was Scarlet. I don't know. She's kind of a savage. And then, like, she became an assassin. I was like, dang.
Dang.
Get into it, I guess.
That
heck, like,
happened.
That's awesome. Like, she's a cool assassin now. but, yeah. Kind of meh. But that was our favorite and least favorite. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Our favorite and least favorite characters. Yeah. That's fun because, like, guys.
It's a very boring episode because it's really not impressive.
The last episode?
No. This podcast episode.
Oh, yeah, I feel really bad for you guys. But, like, next weekend is the first weekend of October.
Spooky season.
We need to get on that, making our list.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We're going to hit you guys with another top 10. This is not the end of the episode, I promise.
No.
But we're going to hit you guys with another top 10 list.
Yeah.
To start off spooky season. We've got a fun episode on October 30th that we got to start doing some research on. We've got a fun episode towards the end of October. I think we've got a Sarah Paulson project on there somewhere.
I think so.
It should be a good month.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the episode? Not Sarah Paulson's project, but the one.
That we're changing?
Yeah.
At the end of the month?
That we changed from a movie to another movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
That'll be a fun one. Okay. I know, we sound awful, guys. Oh, my gosh. I swear we're not sick.
You're not.
We will be right back to... We're going to rate each episode out of 10 and compare our answers to IMDb. See if they have the same judgment as us.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. And we are back. To rank some episodes. All seven. And compare them to IMDb. Alright, Ashton, before we look at IMDb, so don't look at the rating, because I don't want you to be persuaded. Rubber Woman Part 1, what would you rank it out of 10?
Solid 5.
5 out of 10?
It was just boring, but not the worst one.
I'd give it like a 6 out of 10. Decent start to the show. A little slow, but that was because there's another part coming.
Yeah.
Just kind of, again, meh, but better than average. Especially with bringing all of Murder House back, that was kind of interesting, so I think that gave me an extra point. So okay. I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
IMDb users give it a 6.4 out of 10.
Alright.
So I'd say we were pretty close.
I'd still agree with them. I wouldn't argue with them.
No, I wouldn't either. I think that's pretty okay.
Yeah.
Rubber Woman Part 2.
I'd give that a solid... 4.5.
4.5.
Wow. Worse than the first one.
Oh, wow. Why?
I don't know. Just... It was kind of all over the place. You got people dying. You're bringing back people that we've never even seen before. Well, not bringing back, but you're bringing people we've never even seen before.
Okay.
And then you just... It just wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still just kind of there.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 again. I feel like it was a little bit better than the first one, but nothing that I'm just going to give it a better rating than it.
Oh, you think it was better than the first
one? I'm not going to lie, I do. I think it was a little bit better than the first one. But not enough to give it, like, a 6.5 or anything like that.
No.
It's still a 6 for me. Just kind of meh. It's there. It's an okay start. It progresses a little bit better than the first one, but, again, yeah. Not my favorite.
No.
What does IMDb give it?
IMDb gives it a 5.9.
Ay, IMDb's got me. Alright, not bad, IMDb users. Not bad. Alright, Drive-In, Ashton, what do you rate Drive-In?
Drive-In, I'll give a 7.
A 7 for Drive-In.
It would get more points if they got rid of the sexual stuff, because it wasn't needed.
Okay.
Other than that, it had a great concept. It was very well done, I thought.
Yeah.
I like the concept of... Well, I just said great concept. But I like the Forbidden Movie.
Okay.
And the Drive-In and the Guts.
Okay.
And John Carroll Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10, if we're going to do halvesies. I agree with Ashton. Really, it was one of the more well put together episodes that kind of progressed at a good pace. The ending was kind of abrupt again, but I think bringing in American Horror Story alum like Naomi Grossman and John Carroll Lynch provides a really solid foundation for you and for people to learn from, but also as viewers to go in and watch. And know them, and know their dynamic, and so I think that helps the episode a lot. Again, the cursed movie idea, really good. I find those interesting mostly because I want to know how a movie becomes quote-unquote cursed. Like, that's so weird to me. But, like, what I didn't like is, again, I don't understand why he had to make it a sexual thing, but whatever, it's something I guess I could look past. But, again, the ending was abrupt. And it was just, like, there, and you're like, okay.
Cool.
Good job. I guess that's it.
Right.
So, IMDb gives Drive-In a 5.7 rating. See, I think it's better than Rubber Woman Part 1 and 2.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But again, maybe that's just me. Because
I think it definitely is.
I do too. Naomi Grossman playing a crazy woman is, you just don't get much better.
Yeah. No.
Alright. Episode 4, The Naughty List.
The Naughty List? 2.
2?
Yeah. The only good part about it was Danny Trejo being Killer Santa Claus. I think that gives it 2 points.
2 points. Alright. I'm gonna give it a 3. Danny Trejo being Killer Santa Claus. But I'm also, I really gotta sneeze, so.
Bless you.
I think, obviously, just him being Killer Santa Claus, but the way he just terrorized the influencers at the end and absolutely destroys them as people, it gives me that extra point over, like, you have 2, but for me it gives me just that extra point to give it a 3.
Yeah.
And I like to see influencers be taken down. Because I find them to be the good soup. I find them to be the bacteria and
destroyer of worlds.
Yeah, ew, I hate them so much. Okay, what is IMDb?
IMDb has The Naughty List at 4.6.
That's too high.
That's way too high.
And, like, no disrespect to Danny Trejo, because I feel like they did him wrong in this episode.
You could have been put him in so many different episodes. That would have been better.
Right.
Like, can you imagine Danny Trejo being a cannibal that creeps in the woods?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I love it. He could have played the demon.
Right.
In Ball. Right. Dang. Alright, 4.6 you said?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Sorry guys.
We sound disgusting. Sorry, oh my gosh. It's because our throats are so dry, so we've got all this drainage going on. It's hot. Alright. Episode 5, Ball.
Give it a 9. I thought it was really good.
I'm also going to give it a 9. Why do you give it a 9?
Because I think they hit on everything. It just, there was too many twists.
Never have too many twists. No, I'm also going to give it a 9, like I said. I just don't like to give anything a 10.
Yeah, and it didn't reach the 10 level.
Mostly because I just feel like it being in the show and being the only episode that I just thoroughly enjoyed the whole time, I just feel bad for it. But, like, Billie Lourd, she does a great job. And obviously, I think she was even pregnant at the time when she was filming. Maybe not. I don't remember. But you have that maternal connection there. I enjoyed the twists, the multiple twists. I mean, they could have been spread out a little bit more. They all kind of just happened.
Yeah.
But I enjoy all of the twists. That's some of my favorite parts of things. Because sometimes you see it coming, and other times you're like, whoa.
Woo.
Like, the very end, like, at the very end.
Like, very, very end.
Yeah, that was epic. Yeah, really, really good. Super American Horror Story. Ryan Murphy.
Super Ryan
Murphy. Nailed that one. Like, and again, Billie Lourd, I think, helps it a lot, but the writing and the producing, Ryan Murphy takes the cake on that one.
You did a good job on that one.
Oh, sorry. IMDb gives Ball a 7.5. Okay, that's fair.
I wouldn't argue that.
I wouldn't either. I would say maybe an 8 would be better, but
yeah,
I'm not going to argue with it.
No.
I think it just being with the show
bumps
it down. Because we, after those first couple episodes, we were all like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
But I remember, like, being on Instagram and everything, and people were just hyping it up. They were like, woo! Ball.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. Episode 6, Feral.
I'd give that a solid 7.5.
7.5, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. The ending was really rushed.
Okay.
But I really liked the story. It gave it a past, so you knew what was going on. Uh-huh. And, like, at the ending, you could figure out who that person was.
Okay.
Easily. And it had Cody Ford in it. With an Australian. With him, Australian.
Yes, Cody Ford. Alright, I'm gonna give it a 7. I'm gonna be a little bit lower. I guess I'll start with the good things. Cody Ford. I mean, he's so cool.
And his name is Stan Vogel.
Stan Vogel. Like, what a cool name. Like, his name is Stan. How cool.
I wanna be a Stan.
I wanna be a Stan, too. Let's see what else. The cannibals. We haven't really seen too many cannibals in the show.
Which I'm surprised we haven't, actually.
Honestly. So that was really cool of Ryan Murphy. Something we hadn't really even... Like, I remember we had kind of seen a killer Santa Claus in Apocalypse. With one of the characters being an actress, she did a movie about that. And we've seen a lot of the different things. But I don't think we've ever really seen cannibals, which was super...
Well, we did in first half of season 10, too.
Essentially.
I think Ryan Murphy said this
that
is
that was more vampire-ish.
Yeah, but I still think he said this is the year where we eat people.
We eat people. But yeah, the cannibals were super cool. Like Ashton said, it gave you a bit of a backstory so you could understand the turmoil and the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't too much backstory.
Right. Like, it didn't use 3/4 of the episode with a backstory.
Yeah, it wasn't too much backstory. But I will say, the ending was rushed. It was just like, that's it?
Yeah.
Because it had done such a good job building. And then this awesome twist happens. You go to commercial, you come back, and it's over.
Yep.
And so...
5 and 6, Ryan Murphy hit on. He did really good on those.
He did. He just missed a little for me on 6. Like, he still hit the nail, but it wasn't dead on.
No. There was a little edge.
He missed
out.
Not even that. It just wasn't right smack dab in the middle. It was, like, off to the side a little bit.
It didn't bring the nail all the way down.
Yeah, we're worrying way too much about this analogy right here. A 7. It was action-packed. A lot of death. What does IMDb give?
IMDb gives Feral a 6.4. I wouldn't argue it.
I wouldn't either. I'm close, though. Like...
Yeah.
But I wouldn't argue it.
No.
I think the only one we've been really off on is...
The Naughty List. Should have been way lower.
No, but just you and I ranking would be Ball.
Ball.
But that's just because... We ranked it pretty high. Anyways. Alright, final episode. Episode 7, Game Over. What would you rank it?
Oof. 4.
5. It was just there for me.
Nothing really happened.
The ending was kind of epic.
It was also, I had the conversation off camera, off mic. It was really hard to follow.
Yeah.
Is it the game? Is it not the game? You know.
Yeah, what's the game? What's not the game? I will say I liked Ben Harmon in this episode.
He was so cool.
I think Dylan McDermott helps saves it.
Pretty sick in this episode.
Scarlett being an absolute savage and showing up and just like, yeah, I'm an assassin, so of course I've got all this money and cash.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Epic, so like that also saved it for me, but it was just kind of there.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, this is the last episode. Just...
Yeah, he probably could have done better with the last episode, but I'm not going to complain.
No. Maybe I'd watch it again. That's something maybe, maybe not.
I don't know.
Depending on how you feel.
It depends on how I feel. IMDb users give Game Over a 4.4. They say this is the worst episode of the season, which I disagree with.
Naughty List.
Naughty List
is the worst episode.
And then maybe this one.
Yes.
But this is not the worst one.
No.
I promise you guys, it is not the worst one. This is probably like the most boring episode for them right now. You know, they're like, okay, get on with it.
Well, we can't really... What do you mean we can't?
Alright, we're just going to give our overall thoughts on the show real quick. Thoughts?
I don't know. I just think he kind of missed. I think he could have done a lot better than he did. But, you know, first season, maybe he'll go better next year, maybe. So I'm just saying, next year if he does better, you know, it's, oh, it's first season fluke, you know. Okay. Confusing on how, you know, maybe he doesn't know what he wants to do yet.
Fair enough. I'm not going to completely bash it.
No.
Because I don't think it was bad. I think the whole show in general was rushed. I felt like every single episode, I was, like, having to pay the closest attention because if I missed something, it would mess the whole episode up.
Yeah.
Because it was so rushed. And that does come with the territory and making each episode a different story.
Yeah.
So that I understand, and then I take that into account. But, like, if you're going to do that, maybe make two episodes. Like he did with The Rubber Woman.
Yeah. Maybe. But that also could be, maybe he didn't, maybe FX didn't want to give him more than 7 episodes.
No, what I'm, yeah, I understand so that, but if you don't want to be, yeah, I understand that. But, like, I'm just saying, if you're going to do something like that, especially with, like, Feral, you have a really cool storyline.
Yeah, that was a great storyline.
But it's rushed. So that could have been something you could have done 2 episodes for. Where, like, The Rubber Woman, I don't understand why that needs to be 2 episodes.
No.
I think it was cool we brought in the American Horror Story along. Super Ryan Murphy of him. He just, like, recycles character or actors, and I love it.
He does.
Yeah, just a mediocre show. I'm really hoping the second season is a lot better, but I figured we should talk about it because it's American Horror Story.
Yeah. And we love Ryan Murphy.
And we love Ryan Murphy. And he does usually a good job. And I'm not saying this was a bad job.
And it also shows that we don't just bring you guys the good stuff, you know.
Yeah, we want to give you all of our perspectives and the fact that this wasn't the best, but we're not going to tell you anything bad.
No.
Like, we're not going to bring on something that we were just like, yeah, I absolutely hate this.
Like, why would you even watch this thing?
Like, why would we even talk about something we didn't enjoy?
I wouldn't stop you from watching American Horror Stories.
No, you should. Especially if you're an American Horror Story fan or a Ryan Murphy fan. Yeah, do it. It's super cool, especially when they bring Murder House back, if you're a big Murder House fan, too. That's pretty amazing. All right, that was American Horror Stories. Not the best way to end September, but I wanted to kind of set the bar low so when we get to October.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yes, October.
Spooky season.
You got any fun plans for October?
What do you mean?
Anything you're doing for spooky season? Lies. We're dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, well, yeah, but like...
Which is going to be super fun. We are going with my friend, and we're going to be dressing up as Vision, Wanda, and Agatha from WandaVision. Maybe we should talk about that on the podcast. Maybe in December.
Maybe.
More of a family-friendly month with Christmas happening.
Yeah, that's the jolly month.
Yeah.
In the end of November, like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we're dressing up as characters from WandaVision, which is super exciting. We're doing the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Because those are, like, the best decades ever. And, yeah. I'm very excited for next month. And hopefully, I don't know how amazing we sound right now. We've kind of been listening to it. And it doesn't sound awful.
I can see the bar right here, though, which means it's not very loud.
Well, you're not talking very loud either.
But this is just how I talk. You want me to scream?
No. But, just, you're not talking very loud. So hopefully we sound better next weekend if we sound awful. I'm gonna have a hard time listening to this one because I'm gonna sound like I'm dead inside, which I'm ready for bed at this point.
Great weekend though.
Yeah. We're sorry we didn't get this out to you yesterday. We just had a really busy day. Yesterday was our homecoming dance. So had a lot of A lot of preparation. And a lot of time getting ready, so if we just didn't have time, we would have been too stressed out. But we're getting it to you today, which is...
A little later, but it works.
It's very exciting. Next weekend, we'll get it to you on Saturday, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that was American Horror Stories. Hope you guys enjoyed this semi-boring episode.
Yeah, sorry, not really exciting, but...
But hopefully we gave you some good insight that'll help you decide if you want to watch the show or not. It's on Hulu.
Yes.
So if you guys don't have a Hulu subscription, you're going to have to find it...
Don't do that.
It's fine. Nobody's coming for you. But it is on Hulu. So you have commercials, obviously, but nothing awful at all. All right. That was American Horror Stories. Hope you guys enjoy. We will see you next weekend for the start of spooky season.
Whoa.
And with that being said, we will see you guys later. And happy hauntings.